Deuteronomy chapter 10. At that time Yahweh said to me, Cut you out two tablets of stone like the first, and come up to me into the mountain, make you an ark of wood. And I will write on the tables the words that were in the first tables which you broke, and you shall put them in the ark. And I made an ark of acacia wood, and cut two tables of stone like to the first, and went up into the mount, having the two tablets in my hand. And he wrote upon the tablets, according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, which Yahweh spoke to you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly, and Yahweh gave them to me. And I turned myself and came down from the mount and put the tablets in the ark which I had made, and there they are, as Yahweh commanded me. And the children of Israel took their journey from Beeroth of the children of Jaakan to Mazirah, and there Aaron died, and there he was buried. And Eleazar his son ministered in the priest's office in his stead. From there they journeyed to Gudgoda, and from Gudgoda to Jotbath, a land of rivers and waters. At that time Yahweh separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, to stand before Yahweh, to minister to him, and to bless in his name to this day. Wherefore Levi has no part nor inheritance with his brethren. Yahweh is his inheritance, according as Yahweh your Elohim promised him. And I stayed in the mount, according to the first time, 40 days and 40 nights. And Yahweh listened to me at that time also, and Yahweh would not destroy you. And Yahweh said to me, Arise, take your journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. And now, Israel, what does Yahweh your Elohim require of you? But to fear Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the commandments of Yahweh and his statutes, which I command you this day for your good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is Yahweh's, your Elohim, the earth also and all that is in it. Only Yahweh had a delight in your fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For Yahweh your Elohim is Elohai of Elohim, and sovereign of rulers, a great Elohim, a mighty and a terrible, which regards not persons nor takes reward. He does execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loves the stranger in giving him food and raiment. Love you therefore the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear Yahweh your Elohim. Him shall you serve, and to him shall you cleave, and swear by his name. He is thy praise, he is your Elohim, he has done for you these great and terrible things which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons, and now Yahweh your Elohim has made you as the stars of heaven for multitude. End of chapter 10.